Should one seek financial security and pursue it by working hard to retire comfortably and be able to focus on sadhana peacefully in the last leg of life? For a grihastha, what is the right mindset and approach to take in this regard? Yes, certainly as devotees, once we start getting a taste for Krishna consciousness and we start seeing how much conflict and how much trouble there is in the world, and often we start feeling this world is, ultimately we have to go beyond this to Krishna. So this desire always comes in serious devotees that, you know, how can I maximize my bhakti? And one way is this particular way that we work hard now, earn a lot of money, earn sufficient amount of money, and then we can retire and focus on bhakti. And in general, this is the Vedic plan. When we are grihasthas, then we prepare for vanaprastha. And vanaprastha is the time when we start focusing more and more on bhakti, more and more on our spiritual side. So in this case, there are two things which have to be taken into consideration. First is that there is a certain basic level of bhakti which you should always practice. Because, you know, practicing bhakti is not just a matter of having financial security. Yes, we do need financial security to practice bhakti peacefully. But practicing bhakti is fundamentally based on our desire to serve Krishna. And that desire to serve Krishna itself cannot be maintained if we are not serving Krishna right now in some small way. So at least in some basic way, we have to maintain our bhakti. Otherwise, we may start with the intention of, like some devotee, one devotee was telling, no, he said, no, once I earn this much money, then, this one devotee was not telling this, just the mentality of people, like, once I get this much money, you know, I will get 51% of my earning, but now I can't give even 1%. No, it doesn't. See, charity, I'll talk about charity, then I'll come to Injal Bhakti. Charity is not just an activity. Charity is a mentality. If we reduce charity to just an activity, one time I will give charity, sometime big amount I will give. Okay, that's good if we give in the future. But the point of charity is not just to give a big amount or to give any amount. The point of charity is to develop the mentality that whatever we have is a gift from Krishna, and therefore because it is coming from Krishna, we should give something to Krishna. So even if a person is earning a small amount, out of that, even if one gives a little, that habit is developed. So similarly, practicing bhakti is not just a matter of having a lot of time in future or having a lot of financial security in the future. Then we'll be able to practice bhakti nicely. It's a matter of developing the habit. And if we don't develop the habit now, rather if we suspend or neglect the habit now, so that we'll be able to do it in future. In the intermediate period, what is likely to happen is, because we are focusing on our material life, maybe earning more or making arrangements for financial security, that is the process when we are more likely to associate with materialistic people. When we associate with them, their desires will come on us. And at one level, if we are not spiritually minded, then no amount of material financial security will seem to be enough. And we'll just get caught more and more and more in that. So, yes, making plans to in the future to intensify our bhakti is good, it's desirable, it's intelligent. At the same time, that should not be at the cost of not practicing bhakti at all. There should be some basic level of bhakti practice which should always go on. And there can be a plan to increase the bhakti in future. And secondly, even when we think that we can earn more now, so that we will practice bhakti more peacefully in the future, even that earning, we have to see in such a way that it does not cause disproportionate anxiety to us. Disproportionate anxiety means, say, if I have a capacity to work for, say, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, and you take a job which requires us to work 12 hours, 14 hours, 15 hours, then the stress caused by such work will itself be so demanding that we will lose even our material peace of mind, we may lose our health, and a lot of complications may come up. certainly any job that we take, any plan that we make, there is some amount of anxiety. But there is manageable anxiety and there is unmanageable anxiety. The difference is basically like a person is practicing to lift weights. Now, if I'm lifting 10 kg regularly, I can lift 11 kg. I can lift 12 kg. But if I'm lifting 10 kg and suddenly I decide I start lifting 20 kg or 30 kg, I'll break myself. So like that, even while planning for a financial security in the future, we shouldn't take up so much workload, so much anxiety now, that even materially things become very rajasic. And then we will bring ourselves to a breakdown. So slow and steady. That means certainly we should prepare for financial security, but at the same time, in a way that we manage our bhakti now and we don't make our material life excessively complicated. Some amount of complication is definitely there. Prabhupada talks in the 7.15 purport. He talks about self-created duties. So there are certain amount of duties and responsibilities which anyway come in material life. But we don't have to maximize them and multiply our anxiety by that. So if you take care of that, then definitely planning to intensify one's bhakti in future is a very auspicious desire. And that also, if you're planning in some way, it also shows Krishna our seriousness. Because generally, we plan about things which are important to us. So if you're planning like this in future, that also shows Krishna's seriousness, and he will also reciprocate and guide us how we can do this in future. Thank you.